As Coal Country looks for a new path forward, some communities are looking to their public schools. In a new series called Changing Course, reporters at the Ohio Valley Resource are tracking the work of a Kentucky school cooperative. Jeff Young has this story.
Betsy Lane High School is in Stanville, Kentucky, population 206. Students there produce a program called the Bobcat Banter. Early last year, Bobcat Banter had some special guests.
Have you ever wondered what kind of cereal Bill Gates prefers?
Have you ever
wondered if the world's richest man, Bill Gates, and his partner in life and philanthropy, Melinda, dropped in for a chat.
So why or how did you come to Betsy Lane High School?
Now, you might expect the Gateses had come to see coal country problems or failings of small town schools. Nope.
If I could lift Betsy Lane up and make every high school around the nation do what's going on inside this building, we would get there.
The Gateses visited Eastern Kentucky to see the schools participating in the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative. The 22 school districts in the cooperative serve some of the most rural, rugged country in Appalachia. But by working together, these schools have found ways to innovate in classrooms, connect people with health care, and maybe help the region find a new path forward.
We are really ambitious.
That's the cooperative's executive director, Jeff Hawkins.
Our K-12 communities can serve as catalytic drivers to reinvent the communities where we live.
How can schools help communities reinvent themselves? Resource reporters Mary Meehan and Benny Becker spent months visiting with students, teachers, and administrators to learn more. First, here's Benny.
Desi Bowling is the associate director for the cooperative, but before she took that role, she was a teacher for 28 years.
I would have kids say that they didn't need to get an education because they could go into the coal mines and make more money than what I was making.
Bowling says the region's loss of coal jobs has had a big impact on the community's sense of what's possible.
I think our funding from the Race to the Top grant has enabled us to really showcase that there are opportunities out there.
In 2013, the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative was awarded a $30 million federal grant to go toward personalized education and career readiness work. Students across eastern Kentucky have been inventing new products, building and racing drones, and a whole lot more. I spoke to ninth graders in a hands-on technology class at Belfry High School in Pike County, and they told me they felt empowered to define their own future.
People would be surprised by this from what their stereotype for people around here is. Literally, we're proving their stereotype wrong.
I'm Mary Meehan in Hazard, Kentucky, where Sandy Hogg leads the cooperative's health programs. Kids can't learn if they can't concentrate or are sick, and Eastern Kentucky leads the nation in rates of diabetes and childhood obesity. Hogg says the cooperative uses school-based clinics to treat the whole child.
We had mental health, and we do physical exercise. We have programs all throughout our district.
Local health providers work with school districts, starting with a clinic in Letcher County. The cooperative now serves 40,000 students and about 2,000 staff. But Hogg says the opioid epidemic carries over into the classroom.
In some of our districts, 50%, and this is astounding, of our children are being raised by their grandparents or someone other than their parents. We have a terrible problem with opioid use, and we need to find a solution.
Over the coming months, Mary and Benny will report for us on how the school cooperative can help Appalachia's coal country change course. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young in Louisville.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.